Either way, then, the weapon must be there, yet it was not seen. Adelbysh said,
"Do you take us for fools or for blind men?"
"I take you for Salarians," said Bailey calmly, "and therefore incapable of recognizing the particular weapon that was left at the scene of the crime as a weapon."
"I don't understand a word," muttered Clarissa in distress.
Even Gladia, who had scarcely moved a muscle during the course of the meeting, was staring at Bailey in surprise. Bailey said, "Dead husband and unconscious wife were not the only individuals on the scene. There was also a disorganized robot."
"Well," said Liebig angrily,
"isn't it obvious, then, that in having eliminated the impossible, what remains, however improbable, is the truth? The robot at the scene of the crime was the murder weapon. A murder weapon none of you could recognize by force of your training." They all talked at once, all but Gladia, who simply stared. Bailey raised his arms.
"Hold it! Quiet! Let me explain!"
And once again, he told the story of the attempt on Gruer's life and the method by which it could have been accomplished. This time, he added the attempt on his own life at the baby farm. Liebig said impatiently,
"I suppose that was managed by having one robot poison an arrow without knowing it was using poison, and having a second robot hand the poisoned arrow to the boy after telling him that you were an Earthman, without its knowing that the arrow was poisoned."
"Something like that. Both robots would be completely instructed."
"Very far-fetched," said Liebig.
Quimmot was pale and looked as though he might be sick at any moment.
"No Salarian could possibly use robots to harm a human."
"Maybe so," said Bailey with a shrug. "But the point is that robots can be so manipulated. Ask Dr. Liebig. He is the roboticist."
Liebig said, "It does not apply to the murder of Dr. Delmar. I told you that yesterday. How can anyone arrange to have a robot smash a man's skull?"
"Shall I explain how?"
"Do so, if you can."
Bailey said, "It was a new model robot that Dr. Delmar was testing. The significance of that wasn't plain to me until last evening, when I had occasion to say to a robot, in asking for his help in rising out of a chair, 'Give me a hand.' The robot looked at his own hand in confusion, as though he thought he was expected to detach it and give it to me. I had to repeat my order less idiomatically, but it reminded me of something Dr. Liebig had told me earlier that day. There was experimentation among robots with replaceable limbs. Suppose this robot that Dr. Delmar had been testing was one such.